Yeah, how about those Cowboys? Yeah.
How about
wow.
that? How about that head coach calling a timeout and icing his own kicker?
Isn't that something?
Well,
golly, the guy, he'd made the field goal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 But Garrett had called a timeout. Well, it didn't count.
He made the one that didn't count. How about that?
Right. Yeah. Wow.
I thought Scott would be jovial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. You think old little toe-headed Jason has a, you know,
See me, JJ.
Yeah, see me, JJ, in his box this morning.
No, I think he probably has a for sale sign in his front yard.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know. That's,
yeah. I didn't watch the Cowboys. I don't do that, but I did see yeah. it, see the highlights.
Yeah. How about that basketball offensive machine, Chase? What's going on there, buddy?
They're missing Chris Middleton big time.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that's, but anyway.
Yeah, and they're going to get tougher than Stephen F. Austin and.
They might.
And Sam Houston State
fairly soon.
Coming up. Yeah.
Fairly soon.
Fairly soon, yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think their first conference game is a top 10 team called Baylor, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up fairly soon, yeah.
I saw, well, I don't know. We'll talk about it later. Clifton Vail, who had been driving in the remote area outside the town of Nome, Alaska. I think 100 yards outside the city limits would probably be what you would consider to be a remote area. But
I think I'd classify Nome as remote.
Could be. When he crashed his car and got stuck. Yep. With temperatures dropping as low as 18, he used a sleeping bag to keep warm and occasionally started the engine of his truck to turn on the heater. But there was no food in the vehicle. It wasn't looking good for
Come on, man. Lewis
Clifton.
And Clark made it. What are you going to do?
Well, it wasn't.
you wimp.
Until Clifton remembered that while there's no food in the vehicle, there are a few cans of Coors Light in there with him.
Uh-oh.
He used
hope he wasn't typing, too.
Well, it says here he used his knife to cut off the lids. Oh, I see. But wait, it was 18.
They were froze.
So, yes, so
he had a beer sickle.
He proceeded to eat himself some frozen brew. Luckily, Clifton was saved when his boss realized he hadn't turned up for work.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
First person that realizes you're missing is the guy that's sitting there going, where is that loser?
I'm paying him. Why
am I so
going to
fire
up.
Him?
That's it. So there you go. So eating some frozen brew. And once again, it proves that, you know, there's yeast in there. It's a food product. USDA's got it right there on top of the pyramid.
Heck, I may go have one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Why not? Because after all, we had the Christmas parade on Saturday, so that means we're officially in the season.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear.
Was there a float like this?
You know, maybe in the future. Somewware out there in the Brazos Valley, somebody's gasping. Because they hadn't heard it before.
Like handcuffs at night, walking around and
but it is a tradition of the season for us.
Yes.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
Really needs to be updated, though.
He'll yeah.
Say, are you ready? We'll say,
Whoa.
Let's wait until the wife is out of town.
Big finish.
Yep.
Later on.
Jazz hands.
Dress like Madonna.
See, some things still are relevant.
Yeah.
Super Bowl entertainment this year.
I was
going
to say, they're going to roll her out for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Level yeah. to be creaky.
Uh-huh.
Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking around.
I guess here's the big thing.
Yeah.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah. Bob Rivers and our friends bringing us that every holiday season.
I am never listening to that radio station again.
Again. I'm just so offended.
It's going to be a good day.
Oh, man. Did you hear what they played? I'm going to ask them to play it tomorrow so you'll be able to hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Here.
Info.
Mason.
Children listening to everything.
Right. I'm calling that ball.
That's
today.
It. That's Mr. Dawn. Yeah. Whatever.
Ben Downs. There's no way that is his real name. Don't you lie to me.
That's just part of the joke.
Yeah, it's it.
Y'all don't take anything seriously. Certainly not feedback from the community you were supposed to serve.
Yeah.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team at Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
There you go, 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is December the 5th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Coming up is Little Richard's birthday is today. He's 79 years old today.
Yeah, he'll wear you out.
Yes, he will. He's been here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Golly.
Because that was like about 5 years ago when he was just a spry like 74.
No, it was closer to 10.
Was it really
that
many?
We've been around a long time.
I guess you're right. Yeah, there you go. Opera singer Jose Carreras is 65
years
old.
He's the other guy.
The other guy.
He was in a Seinfeld episode, right?
Yeah. Well,
No.
It was somebody, because you never saw his face. Supposed to be him.
That wasn't really him?
No.
They referred to him as the other guy.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't know him well enough to know that wasn't him.
Yeah.
He needs better PR.
Up until now, I really thought that was really him.
Does he come out with two empty mic stands?
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. There's Pavarotti and him and Placido Domingo. Is Placido Domingo dead?
No, Placido's alive. But they don't tour together. I don't think they get along. I'm just saying.
You're trying to start trouble.
Yeah. There you are. Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina. He was originally a singer-songwriter with Buffalo Springfield. Is 64 years old today.
So is he out there? Mama don't. Daddy don't. Yeah. Roll.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Morgan Brittany, the actress, was in Dallas. She's 60 years old today. Gary Allen, the country star.
Been here. Seen him.
Yeah.
Good concert.
Yep. Who, Gary Allen?
Yes.
Actually spent about 15 minutes on his bus one night.
Did you really?
Yep.
Were you invited? Or
yes.
Did you just
my son was a big fan. And
Nice guy?
Yeah.
He said, come on up here, little guy.
He did. Yeah. And we
bring your daddy with you.
Sat and chatted a while. That's for sure.
There you go. There you go. Did he offer you a beer or anything? Or?
Come on up here, little guy. And who's that 15-year-old behind you?
Yeah, that was the real question.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Gary Allen is 44 years old. Amy Acker is a TV actress in Angel and Dollhouse is 35 years old. And Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle turns 26 years old today. And comedian Margaret Cho is 43 years old. And country singer Tyler England is 48 years old. I think
he was a backup
to Garth Brooks. You're right. That's all I got. Except for Walt Disney, who's 110, and I think he's frozen.
He's frozen.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's almost alive.
Strom Thurmond's 172.
You didn't have
Andy Kim.
Huh?
Andy Kim.
No Andy Kim.
Who co-wrote Sugar Sugar, and that's about it. He didn't really need to do anything after that, but yeah. Andy's 65. And J.J. Cale, who wrote a song called After Midnight, if you remember that.
I do.
Yeah, he made a few shekels off of that. There you go, 622.